91X News.
It's 8 degrees and overcast. Good afternoon, I'm Matt Kerr. Spring has sprung and so has the mischief. In Marmara overnight, two vehicles have been broken into. Both vehicles have been left unlocked and were found in the glove compartments open and papers thrown all over. One vehicle had an MP3 player stolen from it. Anyone with information is asked to contact Central Hastings OPP or Crime Stoppers. Central Hastings OPP would like to remind the public not to keep valuable objects in your vehicle and to always roll up the windows and lock the doors. Stephen Harper will be on the defense tonight from his opposition heading into the only televised English language leaders debate. A leaked draft report from Auditor General Sheila Fraser finds his Conservative government misinformed Parliament to win approval for a $50 million G8 fund. It lavished money on questionable projects in the riding of Industry Minister Tony Clement. Conservative Cabinet Minister John Baird insists a subsequent version of Fraser's report does not see the government misinform Parliament. A Halliburton man detained by police with a loaded crossbow near the G20 security fence last summer says he planned to contact summit officials to share his ideas. At his dangerous weapons trial Monday, Gary McCullough says he drove to downtown Toronto looking for information on the G20. He hoped to find a booklet outlining what issues the world economic leaders would be addressing. McCullough has testified that he didn't know he had a loaded crossbow in the roof carrier atop his car. The opposition is fuming after discovering Premier Dalton McGuinty and some cabinet ministers have been hiding their expenses under the names of staff members. Cabinet ministers' opposition leaders and their staff are required to post their expenses online. Tory leader Tim Hudak says seven ministers, including the Premier, haven't posted any expenses since last June. A 90-year-old man isn't letting his age stop him in running in the federal election. 90-year-old Gordon Scott of Warsaw has joined the election race and is running as an independent in the Peterborough riding. The Second World War veteran blames the electoral system for voter apathy. Ontario Health Minister Deb Matthews says she's willing to work with the Ontario Lung Association to find ways to reduce cases of lung diseases. The association warns the number of people in Ontario with lung diseases such as asthma and lung cancer will double over 30 years for 5 million people if the government doesn't develop a strategy. Matthews says Ontario is scheduled to ban coal-fired power plants by 2014, which will help reduce air pollution. She adds the smoke-free Ontario strategy is also important, but notes there are still too many people who smoke. The Bank of Canada has decided to keep its interest rates unchanged despite an improving economy. Doug Porter, Deputy Chief Economist at BMO Capital Markets, says the big question was whether the central bank was going to signal its intention for the next settling debate in May.
There was quite a body of opinion out there that the bank could start raising interest rates as early as May. The way most people are reading this statement is that, they gave no indication whatsoever that they're going to be raising interest rates that early.
A lot of us are experiencing sticker shock at the grocery store. The latest quarterly RBC Consumer Outlook survey finds 45% of Canadians are feeling the pinch of rising fuel and food prices. The report also says many Canadians are in paying down debt mode, with 39% planning to pay off as much of their debt as possible. Authorities have issued a Canada-wide arrest warrant for Yul Delano Stiles-Leons after he escaped during a court appearance in Brampton. He was facing weapons and drug-related charges and is believed he assumed the name of another prisoner and was released. A man is facing charges after attempting to take a gun on an Alberta flight bound for Ottawa. John Robert LaPonce was found with a .22 caliber handgun during a security screening process yesterday. The Labour Ministry is investigating a case involving a 27-year-old man who died in a pasta-making machine in Toronto. The victim's shirt was caught in the machine and he was pulled in head first. Emergency officials say he was pronounced dead at the scene yesterday afternoon, but it took them over 3 hours to free them from the heavy steel machinery at Pasta Quistini. His identity hasn't been revealed, but John Cardellano's sister owns the company and says the victim was her future son-in-law. The RCMP are warning motorists to be careful on a submerged section of highway in southeastern Saskatchewan. People in many areas of southern Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Alberta are keeping a watchful eye on rising rivers, creeks, and streams as the spring melt continues after a winter with lots of snow. Also in the area, the Saskatchewan Watershed Authority advises that more water has been released from the Boundary Dam Reservoir, which is likely to cause flooding to property. 1 month after an earthquake and tsunami devastated northern Japan, the country's prime minister is talking about reconstruction plans.
I propose creating higher ground or plateaus where people can reside without being affected by tsunami damages, and to create an eco-town community that is kind to people and nature.
Speaking through a translator, Prime Minister Naoto Kan said the effort should make sure that rebuilt cities and towns can handle future natural disasters. An Egyptian security and health official say former President Hosni Mubarak has been hospitalized in the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. The 82-year-old Mubarak was forced to give up power on February 11th after an 18-day popular uprising against his rule. He has kept a low profile since, living in Sharm el-Sheikh. Near the end of his rule, he had been suffering from a number of health problems and had undergone gallbladder surgery. Found of the 37 artifacts looted from the Egyptian Museum in Cairo during weeks of protest have been recovered. They all belong to King Tutankhamun's collection. The antique minister is setting up a special police force to protect archaeological sites and museums following a wave of vandalism and looting. That's 91X News at 12:06. Nick Gliard has sports after the break.
We're opening our doors at Loyalist. Join us on Saturday, April 16th for our spring open house. Tour the campus and check out our new Sustainable Skills, Technology, and Life Sciences Center. Meet our faculty and students. Explore your career options. Take a look at our complete range of success services. And attend our parent information session. And you'll have a chance to win $2,000 to put towards your tuition. Come join in the excitement. Saturday the 16th from 10 until 2. We look forward to seeing you.
Finals appearances in the last 10 years with four. Last night, Jesse Litch for the Toronto Blue Jays went up against last year's AL Cy Young Award winner Felix Hernandez of the Seattle Mariners. The Blue Jays hit King Felix off his throne early, shelling him for 7 runs in 6 innings. But the good times didn't roll as the Jays' bullpen blew a 7-run lead, losing 8-7. The Jays fall to 5-5 on the season while the Mariners snap a 7-game losing streak and move to 3-7. In other games, Tampa Bay beat up on the Red Sox in Boston, 16-5. Texas beat Detroit to move to 9-1, and the Oakland Athletics beat the Chicago White Sox 2-1 last night. A's catcher Kurt Suzuki says he was excited about providing the game-winning blast.
Big thrill, you know, anytime you can, contribute and do something, get a hit when it really counts, you know, it's definitely a big thrill and exciting time, and, you know, I'm just happy I could deliver.
In the NHL, teams who miss the playoffs will actually have some excitement in their lives. At 8 p.m. tonight, the 2011 draft lottery will take place. The Edmonton Oilers have the best chance at landing the number one pick with a 25% chance, followed by Colorado with an 18% chance. Then Florida, the Islanders, and Ottawa all have a chance at the number one pick. The Washington Wizards beat the Boston Celtics by a single point last night in overtime, 95-94. Boston sat most of their players to gear up for more important games. Celtics guard Ray Allen says he was a little disappointed he didn't play, but understands Coach Doc Rivers is looking at the big picture by resting him for the playoffs.
It was, but, you know, you do what you think is going to be good for the overall, you know, what we possibly can do to play in these next 2 months. You know, if it means being prepared and ready for that, then that's what I'm for.
The loss clinched the second seed in the East for the Miami Heat. Also tonight, the Lakers look to move back into a tie with Dallas for second seed in the West, and Memphis looks to tie Portland for the sixth seed in the West when they take on those very same Trail Blazers. South Africa will host a World Golf Championship event from 2012 on, offering prize money of $10 million, making it the richest tournament in world golf. Sunshine Tour Commissioner Gareth Tindall says the 5-year deal was clinched after meetings with the U.S. PGA Tour and the International Federation of PGA Tours in Augusta, Georgia last week. The Tournament of Hope will only be the second World Golf Championship event outside the United States after the HSBC Champions in China. Send us your team or league scores. Email us at sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Matt Kerr with 91x.
Today, sunny with cloudy periods with a high of 12. Tonight, cloudy periods with a low of 5. Wednesday, cloudy with periods of rain beginning early in the morning and ending in the afternoon, and then a 60% chance of showers in the afternoon and early in the evening. At 12:10, it's 8 degrees. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Matt Kerr with Nick Liard. News is next at 1.
I'm Jay, and coming up in the next hour, we're going to hear from Broken Bells and Boys Like You.